Neat.
Time to
hear
something.
I can actually stand up inside.
I can. Are there any what are they called?
Paintings.
Yeah.
Paintings.
No, there's been some modern paintings.
There's one there.
Just the ELP there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the capstone.
Yeah, look at the size of that. They're moving out without diggers or anything.
How did they do it?
It's
still a mystery.
Yeah.
How they actually did this, would have...
It is, isn't it? We still don't really...
How they moved this stone, because this stone would have had to have been moved from somewhere.
Well, I think how they did it was they would have rolled them or slid them.
Like their theory.
But how they would have done this was they would have dug a big trench. And stuck these in. They measured them, so they knew the size of the things they were going to move. Then they'd have put these in. Then they'd have slid these on top.
Then dug out underneath.
The second form of caveman men, because they would be smarter.
Well, these are just
well,
human
I'll tell you. These people this time ago, were they more intelligent, the same, or less intelligent than us?
There were smarter ones, and there were.
You're right. They're all different. They've been thickos and intelligent.
Throughout the years.
It's modern man. There were some dumb ones and there are some intelligent ones.
Yeah.
Same as now. Homo sapiens.
So first came the dumb ones.
Homo non sapiens.
No, Neanderthals were very intelligent.
They had bigger brains than us.
That's a myth. Remember that film we saw? So it was like a kind of mockumentary, and it's Neanderthal meeting.